This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Olu Dara is an elusive figure on the New York jazz scene, a cornetist who played with drummer Art Blakey in the early 70s. Then he became a key ally of new jazz composer saxophonists Julius Hempel, David Murray, and Henry Threadgill. All of them made excellent use of Dara's pungent blues style. Dara usually keeps a low profile and only now has a CD of his own, his first ever. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Dara's debut is not so jazzy, but you can't fairly accuse him of selling out.
Olu Dara on cornet, the trumpet's stubbier cousin, which has a quieter, more conversational tone that fits him perfectly. On his new CD from the Atlantic label, called In the World, From Natchez to New York, Dara plays some lovely cornet, but not much of it. As on his two rare live appearances, he's more inclined to sing a few songs and play some blues guitar. But I expect many fans of his jazz work will have the same reaction to his CD that I had the first time I saw him perform. He doesn't do what you expect, but he does what he does so well, you don't care.
Young mama, young mama, just need a little time, maybe a new fella to talk about what's on your mind.
Olu Dara comes from Natchez, Mississippi, and spent time in the Navy during which he visited the Caribbean and Africa. In the 60s, he settled in New York, where he played rhythm and blues for a while. When jazz musicians started hiring him, he was glad for the work, but he still felt and sounded like a blues musician. Dara is not one to deny his roots. On his big label CD, he doesn't surround himself with famous friends, but sticks with his working band of lesser-known players. In the World isn't really a jazz record, but it does shed light on where jazz comes from. For instance, Dara illuminates the connections between black Southern speech and the rhythms and inflections of jazz music. His tune, Okra, is an homage to street vendors back home.
I got strawberry, strawberry. I got fresh peas. I got good-looking ears of corn. I got the homemade drink.
Mississippi, Africa, the Caribbean, New York, you can find all of Olu Dara's ports of call in there. As with another great entertainer, Louis Armstrong, you can hear his singing and playing as mirror images of one another. Like Armstrong, Olu Dara has the gift. He's as natural an entertainer and blues musician as anyone around. But like any good blues man, he knows life has its grim side, too. The track Jungle Jay features Dara's more famous son, the big-selling rapper Nas.
Jungle.
You have to look out everywhere I go. Have to turn around. Watch my back,
jungle.
Watch my front. That's what it's all about.
Jungle.
It's the jungle of the mind. It's a jungle when you hang,
jungle.
Where they bang. The world's so big yet so small, it's one block. Many die mentally before they reach what they wanted. I choose to get blunted and cruise to 125th Street. Music loud as hell in my Jeep. Eyes meet people, strangers not thinking of danger. Amongst my people,
On his new CD, Oludara traces the arc of the African-American cultural diaspora, from country picnics to the urban pressure cooker. He makes us hear how it's all connected, blues to hip-hop, West Africa to the West Indies to West 125th Street, makes us hear it when others only talk about it. His music is so deft and charming, you forgive him for not showing off his cornet playing, even if you wish he'd feature it a bit more on his next CD, whenever he gets around to that.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed In the World, From Natchez to New York by Oludara. Kevin's new book, New Dutch Swing, has just been published. He'll talk with us about it soon.